Hello everyone, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. My name is Joy Ojakovo of the Good Life Podcast. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. I did my first episode about a week ago, and now I'm going into my second episode where I'm going to go into the real stuff. This time around, I'm going to be talking about budgeting and how you can track your expenses so that you can know where your money is going into. You ask me, why am I talking about tracking your expenses? Yes, that actually is the first step to ensure that you live a good life. Because when you know where your money is going to, you will know how to manage it and ensure that it is working very well for you. I recall when I started tracking my expenses, I then realized that I was spending so much on eating out. I would always buy lunch in the morning, take drinks in the midday, go out weekends and buy small chops, snacks, things that I really enjoy. But when I started tracking, that was when I noticed that a significant part of my monthly income was going to eating out. I then decided to make a change. You too, when you try that approach, you may find out that you are spending a lot on maybe clothes, maybe furniture, maybe car repairs, and food in the house, not necessarily eating out. Those things can really escalate because what you don't measure counts for nothing. You have to really track. Make it a point of duty at the end of every day. Any little amount that you spend, write it down. Get a notebook and write it down. But there are also some apps that you can use. The spending app tracker. You can get it on Apple Play Store. You can get it on Google Store. These are just tools that you can use to help you to track your expenses. iPhone use the spending tracker. That tracker is very, very good. When you download it, you input all your expenses. It's on your phone, so immediately you are spending, you just update. You can go back if you get alerts on your phone based on how you spend, if you collect cash. Just update it on the app. It may sound like a bit of a chore, but I can tell you the benefits far outweighs the cost or the pain or the need for you not to update your expenses. And when you do that, track it for about a month, 2 months, 3 months, so that you will really get your spending pattern. And you know, when you're tracking these expenses, you realize that, oh, I'm going to write this down. Am I not spending too much on this? Can I cut down on it? You start monitoring yourself. There is a form of control when you are monitoring yourself. And I can tell you that control is extremely necessary for you to know where your funds are going to. So I urge you, do it as often as possible. Do it when you want and do it even if you don't feel like doing it. And you know, you can set a cap on each particular expense on that app. You can also use an Excel worksheet, which is easier, or you can use your good old notebook. For the Gen Zs, yes, they can use the app. But for Gen X, I guess that the good old notebook will serve the purpose efficiently and very well. Keep tracking, and you can also set a goal. If you want to set a goal for eating out, for example, you can say you're going to spend about 2% of your income on eating out. And when you have spent that 2%, just check yourself and really, really stop. If you're going to spend 1% on gifts to friends, to family, to courses that you are disposed to, or courses that are important to you, go ahead and do that, but put a cap on it. And when you get to that cap on it, you will know, and then you will stop. Whatever expenses are coming that you need to give at that particular month, you can postpone it to the next month. And when you postpone to the next month, you realize that it's not everything that you need to spend your money on, because it is also necessary to cut down, especially when your income is not growing as fast as your expenses. And you can also take time out to invest. Put some money in a savings account. Ensure that a particular percentage of your monthly income goes into savings and investment. You can take, there's a 70-20-10 rule that I also try to ensure that I follow. 70% you use for your needs, 20% for your investments, and 10% for courses that are really, really important to you. That's 20% on investments. Set up a standing order. The need for standing order, we all know about it, I'm sure, because setting up standing order has been in existence for as long as I can remember. So ensure that you do that. When you do that, there is now a habit of ensuring that as you get your income, especially when you are a salary earner, immediately goes into a savings account or an investment account, and the money is working for you. That is where you can get passive income. You can invest in shares, you can invest in fixed income instruments. That is going to be another topic that I will be talking about in this podcast, investing and how you can make your money work for you, and simple things that you can do that can earn you passive income. But this time around, we're talking about tracking expenses. On a monthly basis, track your expenses. In summary, that's what I'm talking about. Track your expenses. At the end of the month, run a report of how far you have performed, how well you have performed. Compare it against the goals that you have set for each year. Particular line item. Also keep a percentage for contingencies, because life can happen. You don't want to be caught unawares where something really important happens and you cannot attend to it. Keep a portion for contingency and ensure that that is available when the need arises. Ladies and gentlemen, I've talked about tracking your expenses today. This is to ensure that you know where your money is going, and you ensure that where your money is going is the appropriate place, and you make efforts to ensure that you are investing and saving for your retirement, or the days that you stop working. So the days where you cannot work, you can still get passive income that can help you to take care of your day-to-day expenses. It's been the Good Life Podcast with Princess Joy. I hope you gained something significant today in this episode. Do well to follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. Just type Princess Joy and you'll find me. And I'll keep ensuring that you give your comments so that I can talk about things that are interesting and important to you and will help you to live the good life. That's the end of my podcast for today. See you next time, where I'll be coming to you with some interesting topics to help you to live a good life.